Talking Cheap. Talking Cheap. Cameo. Welcome to episode 6 of Talk Ain't Cheap. It is a podcast about Cameo. I am Jensen Karp.
And I'm Danielle Fischel Karp.
We are the only working couple in Hollywood.
No.
And thank God for us, because we are able to look at the website Cameo, filled with celebrities ready to send you a birthday message or a happy Father's Day for a price. We look at each one and we tell you if it is a good deal or if it is a waste of money.
Yeah, we've really only had one bargain.
Yeah, Debbie Gibson is a true Hall of Famer for the website. She's the one that has stood above all. She's the Highlander only one could survive for now.
Right.
But who knows, as we go through
we
more and
have,
more celebrities.
What did you say, nearly 30,000 celebrities to get through? 3 a week. We can do it.
We do want to get one thing out of the way before we get into this week's celebrities. We have a contest that is starting this week.
Yes.
All you have to do is go to Apple Podcasts and rate and review the show. We assume in a positive light.
If you give us a bad review, you're not going to win
you're
the prize.
Not
I'll
win.
Just be honest. Okay. You're just not going to win.
That's from Danielle Fischel's mouth. and so you take that rate and review, you screen cap it, and you email us at thecarpsnetwork@gmail.com. That's all you have to do. You're thrown into the mix. And then we will randomly select different people to win $50 gift certificates to pattylapel.com.
Yeah, each. Two $50 gift certificates.
Mm-hmm.
Do people use certificate? Is that the term they say? Or do they say gift card?
Well,
or just should we just say 50 American dollars?
Well, I'm going to give them a certificate.
Okay.
I don't have the budget for a card. I'm going to just print out a piece of paper and cut it out. You'll get a certificate. Yeah, free enamel pins for you. Some of the best in the game. You can check it all out at pattylapel.com. We are excited. So again, all you have to do is screen cap from Apple Podcasts, a rate and review that you give us in a positive light, send it to thecarpsnetwork@gmail.com. And if you don't use Apple Podcasts, well, that's okay. You could do it on Instagram by sort of shouting us out and telling other people to listen. Or on Twitter, you can screen cap either one of those things and send it over.
Yeah, but send it to us at thecarpsnetwork@gmail.com.
That's right. And this is episode 6, so you have till episode 8 where we will announce winners.
Woo-hoo.
So you have 2 weeks to win.
You can buy a lot of pins with $50, I'm going to be honest.
Truly, maybe the whole website.
I don't think it's quite that much, but
I'm not good at math.
Okay,
so I did want to start featuring also, because if you've ever purchased a Cameo from the website, you know that you are automatically entered into their email list.
Uh-huh.
Now, most of the time, that's kind of like an innocent thing, not
yeah,
a big deal.
Pretty much anytime you sign up for anything, you're on their email list.
Well, Cameo really takes advantage of that and sends you a generic sales email, no exaggeration, every day.
Every day.
I would say I've gotten them before every day of the week, but I think the average is 4 to 5 times a week you get one.
Wow. Can you change those preferences?
You know what? I'm not going to, because I'm sacrificing for this show.
All right.
I wanted to go through 2 emails that I got yesterday when we were recording this. I got an email from Derek Fisher and Bruce Dern.
Ooh.
What a combo.
Derek Fisher, D Fish.
D Fish.
The other D Fish.
That's right.
I am also a D Fish, but I think he had it first.
Well, also, I think that he used it athletically better.
What is that supposed to mean?
Well, I'm just saying he is in sports. You never really conquered any sports.
What does that have anything to do with D Fish?
Well, I'm just saying, like, nicknames are mostly for athletes. It's not just like you could walk around the street and be like, hey,
where
look.
Where are you coming up with this, that nicknames are mostly for athletes?
Well, we've talked about it before here on the show, that people can't just give themselves nicknames.
Sure, people can't give themselves a nickname. I didn't give myself the nickname
D Fish.
I don't remember,
well,
to be honest.
It sounds like someone's lying. So this email from D Fish and Bruce Dern was titled Seeing Stars. So this was about, you know, big names.
Yeah.
D Fish and Bruce Dern.
I'm still hung up on the fact that you think nicknames are only for athletes.
I think they're better on athletes.
Whatever.
We can't agree on that?
No.
So you think that a human
who believes randoms should be able and do, and you yourself wear jerseys.
I do.
And you are not an athlete.
But I don't take his nickname. I'm not the Jet just because I like Kenny Smith.
Look,
I let Kenny Smith
I'd
have
rather
that name.
You have... Why would you take his nickname?
My
name is Danielle Fischel.
Right.
I am also a D Fish. It makes sense. You just wear a jersey with someone else's name on it.
That's funny.
I actually don't think it's
it
funny.
It is very funny. Flavor Flav and I have a lot in common. We agree with that.
Well, Bruce Dern is in my favorite movie ever, The Burbs, so we will get to it eventually.
Okay.
I don't know if we have a lot of time. He's very old, so we might have to throw him into the next few weeks. And then the next day I got a great, and this is, I've said it before, a very good thing that Cameo does, charity email saying hashtag cameos for charity. All year long, they have celebrities who pick different charities to send money to when you buy a Cameo from them. This email featured Dulé Hill, great actor, and Ziggy Marley. two people that I love and should show up on the podcast.
So here's my question. Are their cameos always going to charity, or are they just saying like, hey, for the next, you know, few months, mine are going
to
charity?
Now, it's funny you say that, because as someone who has spent now hours on the website, right, certain celebrities will have a heart next to their name or next to their picture, which is supposed to designate a charity donation.
Okay.
But then when you look into where the charity is donated, it is no longer listed as to where, like, what organization it's going to. So I think they go in and out of donating, and you can't just rely on the heart. You have to look at the charity that is listed.
That makes sense.
But yeah, right now, Dule Hill and Ziggy Marley, two people who I would love to show up on this podcast as people that we kind of dissect. So those are ones we're doing. Is there ever anyone off the top of your head? I know you're not a big celebrity worship person, but you've talked about Snoop and Method Man as people that impress you in the past. Is there anyone you could think of that you would love to see on Cameo?
Who would I?
You've always said I would never feel starstruck, but I would if I met Lil Wayne.
That's true.
Now,
I do love Lil Wayne.
Now, if Lil Wayne was on Cameo and it was your birthday, your 40th.
Yeah, you're right. Actually, that's a really good one. I'm terrible at thinking of these things off the top of my head, but you're right. That would be awesome.
Okay, Lil Wayne. He wouldn't be cheap.
No, he would not be cheap.
But you know what he would say at the beginning?
What?
Happy birthday, D Fish.
You're right. And I would be like, see?
I'd make him say the nickname. I think if I had to pick anyone to be on Cameo, it would be Albert Brooks.
Yeah.
I would love to get a message from Albert Brooks, even if I had to pay for it. Just to seem like we're pals.
You know what? Are we allowed to say this?
What?
That Albert Brooks has bought pins.
I know. He
from
has.
Patti LaPelle.
I've never really said that publicly, but Albert Brooks did buy pins from Patti LaPelle.
He bought the Defending Your Life pins, which is awesome. And is a movie you showed me and is now my favorite movie.
It's one of the greatest films ever made. He's just an incredible filmmaker, writer, director, star, whole thing. That would be my guy.
And so he's not on, and Lil Wayne's not.
Neither.
We picked like the two celebrities that aren't.
Correct. Out of the 30,000, we picked two who are not. But I do think Lil Wayne could show up on Cameo at some point.
Right.
Maybe not Albert Brooks. But I do think Lil Wayne will show up. Well, let's get into our three celebrities this week. One of them, you know, is on the list. That is William Hung. He was a cash game rollover from last week. We know he is $20.
Just hearing you say it again.
It's
honestly
kind of shocking.
It is. I'm still shocked.
Yeah, it's pretty low. You know him from American Idol. He was famous for, I think it wasn't even called a meme back then.
No.
But he was kind of famous for being like America's inside joke for a second because he was very confident with the song. He wasn't very good at it. He even sort of had a bit of a...
He kind of just talked through a Ricky Martin song.
Yeah, I don't
But was extremely confident in his performance.
Like, as soon as you hear William Hung, I think the first thing everyone thinks of is, she bangs. Like, people immediately remember that song that he sang. So for $20, you can get him to perform a cameo for you. 198 reviews. That is a lot.
Wow.
He is very busy
on
Cameo.
He's popular.
Yes.
How long does it take him to respond?
It takes him 17 hours.
Okay.
It's kind of long. What would you think his reviews land him at?
I'm going to say he got his like 5 stars.
He does. He has 5 stars, baby. So you might not know what William Hung is up to these days. That wouldn't shock me.
No, I'm not. I have not kept up.
No, not a Hung head. this here is his intro video, and it also sort of catches you up as to what he's doing now.
Hey, this is William Hung, a former American Idol contestant that is now a motivational speaker, author, and coach. If there's something that you want for the shout out to special people in your life, I can definitely do it with positive energy and excitement. So reach out to me, okay? We'll talk soon.
Okay, so William Hung is now a life
coach. A motivational speaker and life coach. I love it. And he's going to do everything with positivity, which I'm a big fan of.
Well, I did some research, as I always do. I spend hours getting into this Cameo podcast. And I learned that he is an expert at turning your life's shameful stories into stories of triumph. That is in his bio.
Wow. Okay.
And I actually went a step further and watched his TED Talk.
He has a TED Talk.
Well, kind of. He has one of those satellite TED Talks where like it says TED Talk, but then like to the right in small red letters, it says like Austin.
Got it.
Or like Charlotte. Right. Yeah, it's kind of a TED Talk.
It's still a TED Talk.
Yeah, it's a TED Talk adjacent.
Okay.
Okay. And it's all about how he's taken his life's failures, as we know, this sort of laughable moment on American Idol and turned it into a full entertainment career. He's toured the world. I watched the entire 15-minute video. Mm-hmm. It was quite boring, but research, and I did get this incredible soundbite out of it.
Now raise your hand if you want to experience this next positive life-changing opportunity.
Wow.
I mean, he seems very excited.
In.
Yeah.
I would like to go to one of his speeches.
I would go with you.
Okay.
Well, maybe we'll change our mind after we see what he's up to on Cameo. This first clip is a birthday wish, and don't ever say that William Hung doesn't know what the people want.
Hi, Chanel. This is William Hung from American Idol. Congratulations for your 28th birthday coming up on July 23rd. I hope that all your wishes for joy and laughter will come true. Always try your hardest and have no regrets. Here's a special gift for you. She bangs! She bangs! Oh, baby, but she moves! She moves! I go crazy cause she loves like a flower, but she stings like a bee. Like every girl in history, you bang.
Yeah.
You bang.
You bang at the end. So everyone kind of gets the same run up for birthdays.
Okay.
Almost word for word. And then he does sing She Bangs.
Okay.
The signature track.
Does he sing it in almost every cameo?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then he does end it with sort of finger guns and then you bang.
You bang. Okay.
Yeah. Which, you know, it's a run.
In the world of motivational speaking.
Yes. Go on. I know all about it.
Is telling someone, don't have any regrets. Is that just part of it?
Well, here's the thing, right? Motivational speaking in 2020 is a lot different than, say, it was in the 80s or mm-hmm. 90s. And it's not necessarily therapy. So a lot of motivational speaking in 2020 is about, like, buy yourself a Hummer, man. You've always wanted a Hummer. You want to live where you have a pool? Like, it's, like, not really about self-help as much as it is, like, making a bunch of dough.
Okay.
So I could see how William Hung, who's saying, like, take all your failures and turn them into huge successes, is really just saying, don't regret anything, just move forward and end up with a Tesla.
Okay. Okay.
That seem right?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I guess that is kind of something we could talk about off podcast about being a major problem with our society. Like, even the self-help is, like, capitalism, good.
Yeah, well, I mean, I didn't really pick up on any capitalism in what he said. I just was really picking up on him being like, I hope you find lots of joy and laughter, mm-hmm. which is great. That's
that
a great
good.
Birthday wish.
That is good, right.
Happy birthday. I hope your wishes for joy and laughter come true. Great. And then he's like, and just always be happy and don't have any regrets. And I feel like that is...
It's wrong.
That's hard to say. That's just hard.
It's a bit numbing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't ever let anything hurt you. Just yeah. keep moving forward.
Just, yeah. I was a little concerned about that.
That okay. is sort of a note you'd find in a serial killer's notebook as well. yeah, so you've picked up what most of the clips are like.
Okay.
I did find two others. This
okay.
one is something different for sure. It's someone feeling a little festive, and just keep in mind that this was recorded in June.
Hey, Mark, this is William Hung from American Idol, and it looks like you want to celebrate Christmas early in July.
Ooh.
So here's one of my favorite songs that I know, and I hope you enjoy it. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer.
Okay, he does the whole song.
You he does the whole song.
Literally from beginning to end.
I let my favorite thing about that is that he says one of my favorite songs that I know.
Right.
It's really, I almost felt like he was a little bit like, this is the only Christmas song I know.
Now raise your hand if you want to experience this next positive life-changing opportunity.
Right, we definitely do, William. It is cute that there's a lot of other songs he loves, he just doesn't know them.
He doesn't know them.
Doesn't know
them. Yeah,
those.
But he knows this one. I wanted to also chime in with the, like a light bulb.
The ad-libs. You
know? Yeah, the ad-libs. I love those.
Yeah, like Monopoly or whatever.
Right.
I would have liked that as well. I do want to put my neck out there and say that I thought it was kind of on key.
It was.
It's
actually pretty good.
It's not totally off.
Does he also sing She Bangs in that one?
No.
Oh, so he you just got a
just
song
got
that. Okay.
And he didn't do You Bang with the finger guns either, which is problematic.
Yeah.
Clip three, he gives advice to someone. This is a buyer who is looking for confidence. Here we go.
Hey, Marcus. This is William Hung from American Idol. I know that you probably want to be more confident when you're approaching women. I would say the hardest thing to do is to be not afraid of rejection. It's okay if they say no. It's okay if they say, oh, this is not the right fit. And I know how disappointing it is because I try to find the right wife, you know, dating many, many girls before. So don't worry about it. You know, don't hide yourself in the trash room. Don't do that.
Wait, what?
I'm sorry. Say that again. Don't hide yourself in the trash room?
It's got to be from the description from
oh,
the
yeah.
buyer. But
in the note. Okay.
Maybe not. Don't hide yourself in a trash room. is also kind of just good advice. Generic.
Generic
advice.
Yeah,
just generic advice. Let's listen again. Also, there's a humble brag in here, as you heard.
Okay.
You
know. Find the right wife, you know, dating many, many girls before. So don't worry about it. You know, don't hide yourself in the trash room. Don't do that. It just put yourself out there. If they say no, move on to the next person, all right? They're coming from a former dater in the dating scene. And here's a special gift for you. She bangs! She bangs!
Yeah, he does. She bangs.
And then he does.
He saw that coming, yeah. You bang with the finger guns at the end again.
That advice was much better.
I think it's good.
Than the very first clip we heard where he just said, have no regrets.
Well, he does sort of say, don't let the rejection numb you. Again, he doesn't like being numbed.
No, he doesn't. Well, but what I like about it is he's just like, listen, the number one thing everyone's afraid of is rejection. But if you can realize there's actually nothing wrong with it, if someone says this isn't a good fit, there's no problem with that. Just pick up and move on. There are a lot of fish in the sea. You're going to save so much time.
He's not, I like that advice. He's not wrong at all.
No.
No. William Hung, though, does claim there that he went on many,
many, many, many, many dates.
Do you believe William Hung that he was a swinging guy? Do you think
no reason not to believe him. I think he was trying to give that person, I think he was trying to relate to them. Like, listen, take it from someone who's been in your shoes and is now married. So in his mind.
Yes, because he is married. That's important to know.
That's important. He's married now. Mm-hmm. So he got what he was looking for. He went on a bunch of dates, had a lot of people tell him they weren't the right fit, and he just kept on moving. And now look at him. He's married.
A lot of people don't know this, but William Hung is married to one of the Hadids now.
Oh, really? Yeah, Bella, right?
Yeah,
I did know that. Bella Hadid.
So he is successful, technically.
Yeah, great.
Did very well. So William Hung, we know now at $20, okay, you've heard what he does. It is mostly him singing She Bangs. Do you think William Hung, motivational speaker, former American Idol meme, is he a good cameo purchase?
He's a great cameo purchase, especially for $20.
I mean, yes.
I think maybe he could go up a little tiny bit. Like I could see him still being a great value at $30.
Okay.
But I think, he's a little underpriced right now, but you're getting a lot for that $20.
I think you are too. I think you are getting a lot from William Hung. You're getting everything you need, which is sort of his adorable little face telling you something positive.
Yep.
And then he ends it with the song and the finger guns. And I think that's really what you're showing up for.
Exactly.
Right? So I would say, like you, he could probably go up to 30, but I appreciate him at 20.
Yeah, I agree.
It's a good deal. I don't know, it's a good deal. I wouldn't throw out the B word.
Right.
But I would say it's a good deal.
I agree with you.
Okay, so let's move into number two. I'm going to play you this. You tell me if you know who it is. Sometimes love comes around and it knocks you down.
Just get back up when it knocks you down. Knocks you down. I know the song very well and love the song.
Right.
But I cannot tell you who sings it.
Well, it is Carrie Hilson.
Carrie Hilson.
Now, that song, I will tell you, is one of those tracks that you go, I know that, but Carrie Hilson's like famously unknown.
Hmm.
Like everyone knows her name.
Yeah, yeah.
But like she's not Fergie level. She's not, even Nicole Scherzinger level, but mm-hmm. she's in that genre. I mean, she was nominated for 2 Grammys, both in 2009, Best New Artist and Rap.
Wow, 2009.
Yeah, rap song collaboration for Knock You Down, the song you just heard.
Right.
But I will tell you this, and it's a bit of an issue.
Okay.
And I thought about emailing Cameo about it. Carrie Hilson's bio on the website says that she is a Grammy-winning singer-songwriter.
Oh.
I definitely did as much research as I could. I went on the Grammy website, ran her name, did everything I could do in a database. She has never won a Grammy.
Hmm.
Has she worked on an album that has a Grammy win in it? Maybe. I don't know how she's really using that definition, but what I'm saying is Carrie Hilson's a bold-faced liar.
Wow. Yeah. That seems a little harsh.
Well,
especially because you don't know for sure.
I'm 99% sure that Carrie Hilson has never won a Grammy.
Hmm.
And yet it says it right there in her bio.
Conspiracy therapist.
Yeah, I am a conspiracy therapist, Kurt. You are right. I do think that's wrong. Okay, so she is $100.
Okay.
She's new to the website, so don't hold this against her. 16 reviews.
Okay.
Okay. What do you think she's rated?
5 stars, baby.
No.
What?
4.9.
Wow.
She's got that little ding.
Someone dinged her.
But one day.
Do you think someone dinged her because they were like, you're not a Grammy winner?
Yeah, maybe. Wow. Maybe someone noticed it and said, no, you liar. One day turnaround. Let's get into this first clip. This is for someone, and I'm telling you, this is kind of a big deal. Okay?
Okay.
This is for a fan who has a major musical milestone coming up.
Hey, 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 it's Carrie Hilson. Congratulations, Big Clutch, on your first EP, Shinobi Season, out July 14th. I checked out your single Nicely, and I think it's pretty jamming. I actually liked the snippet that I heard, so I look forward to hearing more. And God bless you. Keep going. You got this, Big Clutch. All right. Peace.
Kind of a big deal.
Wow. What a clever way to get your music out there.
Yeah.
And to get a little bit of a review from a major Grammy nominated artist.
Thank you for saying nominated. I do think that if I were told, and I was trying to get my music around the globe into the hands of industry professionals, someone was like, listen, you could get a message from Carrie Hilson, but also she'll actually listen to your song.
Yeah, she heard a snippet.
Yeah, she's not lying. So yeah, Big Clutch, Nicely. As you know, dedicate my life to this podcast.
Yes.
Much like the TED Talk, I found Big Clutch's song.
Wait a minute. Is this going to be Marla Maples? No. If this is Marla Maples.
No, it's not. Okay. This is Clutch. This is the song that she is referencing. Okay, that's it. So that is Clutch. It's fine.
Is Big Clutch a woman?
Big Clutch is a woman.
Oh wow.
Yeah, Big Clutch is a woman. That song's fine.
She thought it was pretty good. Carrie Hilson said
pretty
she
good.
Liked
it's
that
fine.
Song. Okay, it's
yeah.
fine. Yeah.
But I was nervous that maybe she got another clip because I did listen to the whole album.
Whole EP.
Yes.
Wow.
There is a better song on it. Here it is. Do you want to hear that?
Yeah. Oh my God. You are the worst.
It's a good song,
just
though.
Just the worst.
Song's not the worst. Song's the best.
Marla Maples.
Yeah.
We don't know the lyrics to
people
this
have
song.
Really, people have tweeted at Marla Maples trying to get the lyrics.
Let's see if we ever do.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to just let it keep playing.
That's good enough. I heard enough. yeah, that's not Big Clutch.
That's not Big Clutch. No. Okay. I mean, that's pretty good for $100. Listen, like you said, you've got to be creative trying to get your music out there these days.
Absolutely. Well, clip number two is from another admirer, and I have to think that maybe Carrie Hilson didn't think this one fully out.
Hi, Edsel Perez. It's your girl, Miss Capri, baby.
I think it's also important to note that that's her other big song.
That's not her tag.
No,
I thought
it's
that
not,
was it's
not like
not
DJ Mustard or
really?
Whatever. No.
Panda.
No, Mike Will made it. No, it's Carrie Baby was the name of her song, and she says it in it.
Okay.
All right. So.
It's your girl, Miss Carrie Baby. So, you follow me on Instagram, and I liked one of your comments, and you wanted me to let everyone know that I am yours.
Now, this is terrifying.
What?
Because remember, you can say no to any request on Cameo. Like, you don't have to say the things that are there.
Right,
the
obviously.
You could just say no. And this person is like, oh, you liked one of my comments once, so I want
I'm
you to
yours.
Tell everyone.
You're, yeah, you're mine.
Yours. Let's keep listening.
Your comments, and you wanted me to let everyone know that I am yours. Okay, Edsel? You say that you think I'm one of the most beautiful women on earth. We love compliments, and that I'm an amazing singer and with very pretty eyes, and that you wish you could kiss me. Well, keep hope alive, my brother. I love you back, and I am yours.
No.
That's it. Love you.
No, Carrie Hilson. This is a nightmare. This is a possible horror movie.
Oh my gosh. I got nervous.
She's like, hey, you said that I'm very beautiful and that you want to wear my skin.
And keep hope alive.
Keep hope alive. You may be able to do that. I think she's just asking for a stalker.
I mean, for sure. All for $100?
That's what I was thinking too, is that, and not even $100. She only gets 75 of it.
Oh my gosh, you're right, because Cameo takes 25%.
So she is basically goading someone to come find her. Right?
I mean, I don't think that's what she thinks she's doing, but from where I sit.
It's an open invitation.
I'm scared.
It's not good.
Also, I did not know that liking people's comments could mean quite so much.
It does mean a lot if you're a total psychopath. That means they think they have like a relationship with you.
Right.
Oh, man. And then she says, basically, she says, in other words, maybe we could kiss in real life. Don't give up hope.
Yeah, I mean, she doesn't quite go that far, but she does say keep hope alive.
And then she says, what's your last name? I'll pretend it's my last name.
Oh,
is
gosh.
It Enzo or whatever?
Oh, gosh.
Harry Enzo or whatever the name is. She'll just say it.
No.
I thought it was too much. I think it's scary.
I'm scared of that one. Okay.
Well, Carrie Hilson's third clip also feels extremely problematic. It is a is someone purchasing an endorsement.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Miss Capri, baby. Listen, download the Who's Crowded app to find parties, mansion parties, private parties. Any club that's popping is going to be on this app. Also, use the app to support your favorite DJs. So download the Who's Crowded app and find out how.
All right, Carrie.
Wait, hold on a second.
Bad news.
Does she have any idea what Who's Crowded is? First of all, also, what is Who's Crowded?
Right. You're saying that who? Is
who
is crowded?
Is crowded? That doesn't make any sense. No. It should be where's crowded.
Or what's crowded.
Or what's crowded.
Right, that's wrong. And that is pretty much the least of the problems here, because she knows nothing about these guys or their app. You can tell by the way she's talking about it. She's sort of just throwing this one away.
She's like, house parties.
Whatever.
Find house parties. What if you show up to a Who's Crowded party and it's just you and a dude with a knife?
Yeah, sharpening
what
knives.
What if it's Edsel from the previous cameo?
Yeah, from The Kiss.
Yeah, from the Keep Hope Alive.
And he's just sharpening knives saying, remember when I liked your comment?
You said I was yours.
Yeah, that's how people end up with pictures with like Jeffrey Epstein. Like, they're like, oh, take a picture with this person.
And right, then, and you're like, sure, whatever, who are you?
And then you're John Cena, and you have a picture with Jared from Subway.
Oh, gosh.
I also kind of wonder, will she do it for anything?
I don't know.
Like, can you send her $100?
Does she know that she can say no to cameos?
I don't know. Maybe she doesn't know that.
I'm going to call her. I don't have her number. I've never met her.
But just walk outside, open the door, and go, where's Carrie, baby?
Yes.
And maybe she'll appear like Batman.
I mean, I'll try it.
Well, you've heard all three of Carrie Hilson's sample videos. She is $100. She will basically say anything you put down into the computer. What do you think about Carrie Hilson at $100 on Cameo?
I mean, Carrie Hilson is really willing to give you the world for $100, which means she is not charging enough.
She's not. But I wouldn't call her a bargain. I'd call her the wrong thing.
I'd call her undervaluing her endorsements.
She's underpriced her ignorance of Cameo.
Yeah, because I mean, I would have said no to two of those three.
Yes.
For sure. I would have been like, I'm not going to do a Who's Crowded app
ad.
I'm not going to do that, especially not for $75.
Right.
And I'm also not going to tell somebody that I'm theirs.
Right. Carrie Hilson at $100 is a steal because she'll say anything. But truthfully, why are you making Carrie Hilson say anything?
Yeah, I'm worried for Carrie.
Me too.
Maybe.
But I will... at any point, I guess we could just come up with a business and try to get Carrie Hilson to promote it.
Let's get her to promote the podcast.
Oh, I mean, she'll do that for sure. That's not even a thing.
Okay.
We would have to be like, oh, we're selling COVID-infected bats or something. Like, we would have to be like so far out there. Like, hey, you know, check out this movie coming out Friday starring Kevin Spacey. Like, it would have to be like really out there to see if she'll do it. Because I already, like, imagine if someone even just trips at one of those Who's Crowded parties and cuts their head open, or even
says, "I only went because Carrie Hilson
told me on Cameo."
It must be Carrie Hilson's business.
Party. Yeah, it's got to be her party. Oh, I'm going to Carrie Hilson's party. Where is it? Toluca Lake. She lives in Toluca Lake. Don't know. Who's
she
crowded?
Me
told
there.
Me.
Yeah,
I know. I have no idea. Anyway, you're a steal, kind of, but also like,
yeah,
get off the site.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's what we're saying, but yeah, I don't know. It felt weird.
Yeah, I feel like maybe she needs to be a little bit more discerning.
Well, let's move on to our third and final celebrity of the episode. This is someone who was brought up in a former Cash game. His name is LeVar Ball.
Okay.
He is the CEO of Big Baller Brand.
What do they do, Big Baller Brand?
Well, they were a highly anticipated shoe company.
Okay.
And streetwear and for basketball and everything. And then they ran into some true financial and legal issues with their business partner. So it kind of shut down for a minute. And now he's promising it's coming back.
What?
I don't know.
I
doubt it's going to open up as like a restaurant in you know, Beverly Hills. Okay. I think it'll still be like a shoe company or whatever. He is the father of Lonzo Ball, D'Angelo Ball, and LaMelo Ball. Lonzo, I think, is a very underrated NBA asset. I think people sort of see him as a joke because of his dad, but he's put together pretty good stats. And then LaMelo is going to be a top three pick this year.
Great.
So he's putting together quite a little empire.
So his kids are very talented.
Very talented. Okay. He, on the other hand, we're not sure.
Okay.
$133.
$133. So again, Cameo takes 25%. So he's just trying to make sure he clears at least $100.
Yeah, that's what he's looking for. But still a weird number to pick. He is new to the website, basically, so don't hold it against him. Only 18 reviews.
Okay.
Where do you think he is rated?
Five stars, baby.
Five stars, baby. Yes. He takes 1 hour to respond.
Wow, he is sitting on top of that phone.
Yeah, so as you know, if one of your friends sits on an outdoor patio furniture piece and it falls and breaks, you could get a joke within an hour from Lonzo.
Perfect, we love that.
From LeVar, sorry, not from Lonzo.
Is Lonzo on it?
No, that is a good question. LeVar not getting his kids on it does seem problematic because he's always trying to exploit them.
All right.
This would be a perfect time to do it. All right, so let's get into his intro, which I admit sounds very fun.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Like I told you before, the Big Baller brand is coming back bigger and better. And to communicate and to talk to all the new fans that we have around the world, I had to hook up with the best thing in the business. And guess what it is? Cameo, baby! I'm right here. And now I'll be able to interact with all you new folks. And hey, we're going to have a good time. And like I said, I can't wait to get this started. Holla at your boy!
I mean, he's...
Wow, he's enthusiastic.
A true party. I mean, listen to
Cameo,
him here.
Cameo, baby.
Listen.
Cameo, baby!
I mean, he's...
I love it.
A blast. So, LeVar really showing that he's ready to let loose on the app. So again, $133. Let's get into his first clip. This is a birthday wish for Trevor.
Hey, Trevor, what's up, man? It's the Big Baller, baby. Big Trev, they say you turning 30, man. The Oregon Boys crew, they wanted to holler at you, and they reached out to the Big Baller and said that you gets down. Only thing bad, you an Eagles fan. Man, you can't be no Eagles fan, man. Them are for Rudy Poots. But then again, are you a Rudy Poot? You might be.
What is a Rudy Poot?
I think it's just like a derogatory term to just being like a weirdo or something.
What? I have to look up. I am sorry. I have
no,
to
okay.
Look
up
Rudy
Poot.
Poot.
Yeah. But he also said it with such confidence. Yeah, are you a Rudy Poot?
I mean, it sounds like he's putting him down. I don't know what
he's definitely putting him down. He's saying Philadelphia Eagles fans are...
Rudy Poots.
Rudy Poots.
Okay. Inferior. Yeah. Superficial. Okay, that's from Green's Dictionary of Slang. Urban Dictionary says, a person, usually male, who lacks ability, confidence, and or courage.
I mean, he's really going at him.
I mean, somebody just paid you $133 and you're going to call him a Rudy Poot?
Rudy Poot. He also, you gets down, which I really like too. Let's move on to the rest of that clip.
Hey, but check it out. Since I'm hollering at you and they reached out to me, you're a Big Baller today. So I got to let you know, you old... That you rolling, man. Big Baller style. Triple B's in the building. And I'm out. Big Baller's out, baby.
Wow. He's got quite some taglines.
Everything is like, Big Baller, baby. You got to go. He sounds like George Clinton.
Yeah, he does. He sounds exactly
like
George Clinton.
Oh, baby, you know we getting down.
Wow.
Yeah, like from the mothership. Like it's all very funk parliament. But yeah.
Cameo, baby.
I mean, he's truly killing it. Do you want to hear his next clip?
Yes, please.
Okay, so this is a pep talk for someone who is going through a breakup and feeling a bit depressed because of the pandemic.
Hey, Scott, what's up, man? What's going down? It's the Big Baller. Hey, man, your boy Joe, John, Fonte, and Nathan, they're all thinking about you, man. And just because you broke up with your girl, that don't mean nothing. We all go through that. Hey, and the coronavirus, check it out. It's the new cold. It gets over it.
No, LeVar.
Oh,
it's
no.
Not the new cold, LeVar. This is a terrible decision on Cameo.
When did he send that Cameo?
This was 2 weeks ago.
No way.
Yeah, he definitely said that basically coronavirus is a hoax. It's just like a cold. It's going to go away. And he says this in a Cameo to someone who's depressed about that. So LeVar Ball not being audited as a Cameo. People just sort of say whatever they want and send it out. But boy, oh boy, LeVar. I mean, I guess if you were looking to LeVar Ball for medical advice, you have bigger issues going on.
True. I hope that someone did not write to him and say, is this real?
Yeah.
Conspiracy therapist.
Yeah, I guess he technically is. So let's move on here to the rest of that clip.
Hey, everything going to go good, man. You always going to have your boys with you. And like I said, as long as they care about you, there's going to be plenty of women out there. You're young enough to go through all this. So sometimes a good breakup is good. But don't look at it as stopping you from doing what you're doing because you're a big baller. And big ballers do nothing but what? Roll, baby, roll. Triple B's in the building, man. I holler back. Big ballers out.
A ton of sign-offs.
Wow.
That's the best part. I really weird. Two of today's Cameo celebrities, LeVar and William Hung, helping you out saying there's other fish in the sea.
I mean, there are other fish in the sea.
They're
always.
Not wrong. Yeah,
no, they're not wrong about that.
What do you think of him so far? Don't you know, obviously don't spoil if he's worth it or not, but what do you think so far of LeVar?
I mean, he's definitely putting in some work.
Mm-hmm.
His taglines are incredible.
They are
he's
very
He's got
good.
Great enthusiasm. Uh-huh. Considering he's doing these all within an hour, that's a little impressive.
He's mostly sitting at just like a leather couch.
Okay.
Very so, Milhouse's dad of him.
Right. So the funny thing is, it sounds as though he's staying at home.
Right.
Because the pandemic is probably not the new cold.
Right.
But he's telling other people.
Which is very common these days.
Hmm.
I found a bunch of other clips. To be honest, they were all very standard, sort of the same. All the sign-offs are very good, though. He's kind of a... he's kind of a soundbite machine. So I pulled a bunch of just his sign-offs.
Okay,
I love here's
to hear it.
One clip. So this isn't like I pulled the best of them. This is just one clip of him saying goodbye.
Triple B's, baby. Big baller brand. Never lost.
Is he saying never lost?
Never lost. Although they definitely
I was going to say they definitely lost. They've been gone.
Yeah, they've been gone and pretty much went bankrupt. But yeah, never lost. All right, so this is another goodbye.
Big baller style. Get it right or you're going to get left. Holla at your boy. Triple B's in the build.
I wouldn't be mad at like a fortune cookie company that just is filled with things LeVar Ball has said.
Such a good idea.
Like you open it up and it's just like, never lost.
You know what I want? Huh? I want a minute and a half long video of just a run like that. I just want a minute and a half of that.
I think that's all he does.
Cameo, baby.
So that's LeVar Ball.
Okay.
All right. What do you think when you hear those sample videos, when you find out he's doing it within an hour, $133, where do you stand?
Listen, when you are getting a cameo from LeVar Ball,
yes,
you know what you're getting.
Okay.
So I think I'm just going to go right to it. I think he's overpriced.
Okay, that's fair. You're allowed to say that.
I think he cares about the cameos that he's putting out there. I just can't possibly imagine paying $133 to get somebody who talks a lot about themselves.
Right.
And also may put me down in my cameo for my choice of football teams.
Because you're a Rudy Poot.
Yeah, I don't want, I would be so infuriated if I paid $133 for a cameo and then I got one and they were like, "Aw, poo on you. You're a Rudy Poot." Right. I'd be like, "What?"
Also, he did say COVID is most likely a hoax.
Yeah, well, and there's that too.
Those are all problems. I am going to agree with you. LeVar Ball is overpriced at $133. I am going to really knock him down and say I think he's worth 70.
Yeah, I was going to say 75 to 85.
Yeah, which is about half.
Okay.
Not very good for LeVar to show up here, but he's very funny.
I
just don't know if it's worth $133 to get that.
Yeah.
You're right. I probably would pay $133 just for like a 2-hour rant.
Oh, a 2-hour rant. Yeah. I said I just wanted a minute and a half of the run, but I wouldn't pay $133
for
it.
If you just got 2 hours of him just talk about anything on his mind,
mm.
I could cut that up into a million sound bites.
Yeah, that's good. Love a good sound bite.
I love him, and he fed it to us. So those are our three for this week. Let's get into the cash game. All right. Former Major League Baseball player, World Series champion, Johnny Damon.
$80.
Johnny Damon is $100.
Okay.
All right. She's an internet friend of the show. We've talked to her on social media a few times. Holly Madison.
Holly Madison is $100.
She's $99.
Ah.
Very close. Almost a bullseye. Richard Karn. He was the sidekick on Home Improvement.
$50.
$80.
Okay.
All right. So that's so far your furthest off. YouTube prankster and comedian, someone I've never heard of, but boy, did I want to pull just so I could say the name, Cheeky Beard.
Who?
Yep. YouTube prankster and comedian Cheeky Beard.
Cheeky Beard?
There you go.
Okay. $50.
He's $19.
19.
Cheeky Beard.
Do you know who Cheeky Beard is?
No, I've never heard of Cheeky Beard. No. Dee Snider, the lead singer of Twisted Sister.
$60.
$200. You just dropped the mic.
$200?
Now raise your hand if you want to experience this next positive life-changing opportunity.
I don't think so, William.
D. Snider,
yeah. $200.
I mean, that's the one we have to do.
Okay, well, I have two more.
Okay.
Singer Sean Paul.
Sean Paul. Mm-hmm. $60.
$200.
What? What new cameo are we getting into?
I'm just letting you know, Dee Snider and Sean Paul, both $200.
Wow.
Last, Kate Flannery from The Office. She's
Kate Flannery.
Very funny.
Love her.
Podcast genius now.
Gosh, $100.
She's $175.
Wow.
Okay, so we obviously have to get into Dee Snider and Sean Paul.
Yeah.
Do we just do both of them in the next episode?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
we have
please.
To. We are agreed that we are going to do Dee Snider and Sean Paul
on
the next
episode.
Oh, man,
that's
going to
be a great episode.
It's going to be a banger. So we want to thank everybody for listening to this episode of Talk Ain't Cheap. And remember, all you have to do is rate and review the show positively, screenshot that, okay? Mm-hmm. Then email it to thecarpsnetwork@gmail.com.
Yep.
We will pick two random winners to get $50 gift certificates.
Yes,
each.
Certificates, not,
not cards.
Cards.
Definitely not a card. I will not pay to make a card, but no. I will send you a piece of paper that is a certificate for $50 for free pins from pattylapel.com. That's a good deal.
That's a great deal. You could buy like 5 pins.
That's right. And if you don't use Apple Podcasts, you could just use Twitter, promote the show, put up a link, tell everyone how great we are. You could also use Instagram. Just screenshot either one of those things about you promoting the show. And we'll
send
put
it
you
to
in
us
next.
At thecarpsnetwork@gmail.com.
That's right. And so we will see you next week for an all new episode of Talk Ain't Cheap with Dee Snider and Sean Paul.
Oh, man.
Bye.
Bye. Talk Ain't Cheap.